Hi guys. We are here with one of Tuesday's very special guests, Andrew T from the podcast Yo, Is This Racist?
Nice.
And I'm not just perfect. Scrolling on Instagram. I'm actually looking at the thing we're going to ask Andrew right
yes,
now.
Yes, we got a Twitter question, which we love. Keep them coming.
At This Is Hyacinth asked, what's your opinion on celebs / social media stars sharing who they're voting for on social media?
Oh, has this been a thing that's been discussed? I think people should do it way more.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Who cares? Taylor Swift, just tell people you're voting for Trump. It's fine. Just be like, I'm so rich. The fact that she's so silent, for sure. I'm calling out Taylor.
What a
terrible idea.
If you are part of her squad, you need to set her straight, okay?
Yeah. Between like just talking about how tall you are and blonde you are, just be like, listen, just between you and me and 18.6 million people, who are we voting for? All voting for together?
Listen, don't say that that's why she's voting for Trump.
Because she's tall and blonde.
I'm not.
No, I wonder, well, you know what? So here's the caveat to that, is I'm sure, especially someone, I don't know why we're picking on Taylor Swift, but like someone like that has a lot of like, especially women, like when you do anything online, let me tell you what it's like being a woman. When women do stuff online, it's like the amount of harassment and the amount of like, just like people feel so open to that, which is like, because I do a thing that is very trollable, mm-hmm. and people do not hit me as much as I'm positive if I were
a woman.
They would.
Yeah.
Like people are very comfortable, like lashing out at women and just being very graphic and disgusting and horrible.
This is a different thing. It's like we're generally felt like, it's a sort of general feeling that we were sort of some sort of like
property.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even if you don't know me, you somehow own part of me.
Yeah, you get to, the way people talk to like my female friends, just like, you know, like an egg with 3 followers just like going at it. And it's like, motherfuckers, like, no. Yeah. You just don't get that. So that is a very valid reason not to want to get involved in political stuff.
But the influence, I mean.
Yeah.
But just to play devil's advocate here, all of the money that could be lost.
Yeah.
If she is open and says, like, I'm voting for X, you know, there's a whole side of her listeners
business.
And her business that are gonna disengage from her.
Yeah.
Based solely on that. And it's like, well, maybe I don't wanna just be known for my political views. Maybe I wanna be known for the art that I create in the world.
Yeah, you don't wanna get Dixie Chicks'd.
That's the thing, is like, just made it one.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's valid. And so like for me, I'm happy to share who I'm voting for, but I'm not always happy to share super specific personal things about why.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because like that to me, that needs to, like, some things need to remain private. And for some people, who they're voting for needs to remain private. Even like family stuff is like hard. Like, and you know, like you gave the example of like, hey girl, like, who are you voting for? Which is like, that can be tricky. Like, that can be really tricky because like, I have people in my life that I dearly love who are not going to be voting the way that I'm voting. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad, and it fills me with sadness, and sometimes it fills me with anger. But if I begin to broach that subject with them and try to convince them to come over to my side or something, it's just not going to happen, and what's going to cause is a rift in our relationship.
It's not worth it. Yeah. Here's what I will say, and this is a thing that my sister quietly did to me at one point.
Ooh.
Not because of anything political or I was just making too much fun of her on Facebook, and she got annoyed, and she just quietly blocked me, and she didn't say anything, and it wasn't until literally her wedding that she unblocked me so she could tag me in photos and stuff. But I was just like, oh yeah, I haven't seen my sister's post a little while, and she was just like, yeah, I just got sick of like how you would just make jokes all the time, and I was like, that's fair. That is what I will say is, just if you don't feel like you can like deal with, and especially like I have a bunch of friends who like grew up in the South and stuff, and I just look at their Facebook feeds and I'm like, this is dark and like damaging.
Yeah.
And it is okay to just quietly, briefly, not even cut people out of your life, but just cut some of the worst digital parts of them out of your life for a little while.
It's complicated because to, you know, create some sort of change, there has to be a dialogue and a discussion. Mm-hmm. And, like, we do have to talk about those things. And, mm-hmm. like, there was, like, a study that they covered on This American Life. It was, you guys probably heard of it, but where they, I mean, it's people's personal stories and experiences mm-hmm. that get you to a different viewpoint.
Yeah.
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 So it's like, it's hard because it is both things. It is both like you have the right to remain private mm-hmm. and like yeah. how we create change is talking
dialogue.
About it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
not arguing about it though.
So, and I think the nuanced totally. Version of that is like, look, to the extent that you can push the fucking boulder up the hill to do the right thing,
yeah.
do that. But don't feel like it's your job or that you yeah. have to do it more than you want to. Like, take care of yourself and do what you can when you can. And sometimes people will not be able to do anything. And I understand that, like, totally. Yeah. Like, and, like, I'm lucky I get to do a podcast and just, like, yell my sort of half-cockamamie ideas out there and just put down a marker of who I am. Uh-huh. And I have this thing now where I've been telling people, like, at parties and stuff, when they, like, learn what I do, they're like, oh, what about this? And I'm just like, I'm not on the fucking clock.
Yeah.
Call in.
Oh, that's good.
And just, like, I'm out. I don't want to do cool. this right now, especially, like, in a Hollywood comedy party where it's, like, 99% white people where I'm like, you know what, guys?
I think I'm good.
I'm good.
Have another awesome. Drink.
Awesome. Yeah.
We're going to talk about a bunch more of this kind of stuff on the episode on Tuesday, so make sure you tune in because it's going to be really interesting.
Get it.
Bye, guys.